Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, featuring Rob Brough.
Things are about to turn around for us.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland.
Well, good morning, West Texans. You could find friendly folks out there who wish you were. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Brough. We'll turn morning into afternoon, take you to 1 o'clock here in the Arctic Air Studios as you listen in on ESPN 960 in San Angelo and here in the Hubaplex, Talk 103.9 FM News, Money Sports. It is Monday. You could already be texting in 806-855-3712. Every Monday we find out what do you believe to be true to start the week, sports or otherwise. We will not allow people to wander around all willy and or nilly, not knowing what they believe. We also hand out those highly coveted Raiderland helmet stickers. That's right. Sports or non-sports, somebody deserves a little recognition. Who's going to get your helmet sticker this week? We'll have our question of the day waiting for you in a little bit. A lot of Texas Tech baseball to talk about. Pay no attention to that RPI, said the Raiders. Pay no attention to the RPI. Just look at that number, nice 14 ranking from D1Baseball.com. A lot of positives over the weekend. Couldn't get the sweep, but still a lot of good things, I think, for this team going forward. It's just going to be an interesting going forward for them. The Texas Rangers continue to look pretty good. NFL draft this week. Tyree Wilson is looking like, at worst, the second defensive player maybe that's going to come off the board. And then Texas Tech wrapped up spring football Saturday out at Lowry Field with their intra-squad scrimmage. So we'll get some thoughts on that and whatever else is on your mind. 806-855-3712 for you to join us today. If you're listening online, we appreciate it. If not, you can go to kkm.com, download the app, and then follow the station on Twitter at Talk1039. Me, I'm just Ryan Hyatt at Ryan Hyatt Media on Twitter. We thank all of our thousands of followers. We hope if you're not following that you'll decide to do it at Ryan Hyatt Media. You keep up with what we do, including our website, theraiderland.com, and then the daily broadcast tidies up the full day around 6:30-ish in the evening, fun, interactive online. So follow us on Twitter, keep up with everything, at Ryan Hyatt Media. He is Rob Brough, at Rob Brough Show on Twitter, a third of the Gambling Gauchos. He's the host of the Rob Brough Show from 1 to 2 on Talk 103.9 FM, pulses the people, and the king of the hat of the day with a lovely Gambling Gauchos hat that you can probably find if you go to Twitter, at Rob Brough Show. Happy Monday to you. We survived another weekend.
We did.
It's a shame there wasn't anything going on in Lubbock this weekend, like Cotton Fest, Turnpike Troubadour, spring game, high-level baseball from the Red Raiders, a multitude, a plethora, really, of high school sports. There's nothing to do around here.
It's true.
Nothing. And the weather was pretty good, all things considered. Saturday worked out all right. It was not blistering hot for those who attended said spring game, which you were out there. What'd you give the crowd on that? Solid five? Because Lowry, I think, holds 8,500 now, 8,000, something like that.
Yeah, five-ish.
Five-ish.
Yeah. You know, there's no way to check. People are coming in both gates and walking
around. Oh, yeah, and moving around constantly.
But the home side was mostly full, which would be around four. And then the road side was, I don't know, a third to a half. So that would be 5,000.
The weather wasn't exactly great. Did it kind of tamp down some of the external activities, the said tailgating perhaps or otherwise?
I wasn't involved in those.
Well, you
I snuck in the back door and watched football,
snuck
man.
In
I didn't,
the back door.
I didn't go to the... First of all, the home parking lot was packed.
Right.
People were parking on the street. Nobody knows there's a second parking lot.
Right. So right. Just on the
back,
other side. There's
yeah,
a whole
I went
new,
back
whole
to
other
the
parking
second parking lot.
Lot
and parked, I don't know, 100 feet from the sidewalk to get to the door. You got to go around the softball field.
You've got a great write-up at stakingtheplains.com if people want to check that out as well. So we'll delve into that as we go through. Let's get some things out there and get this thing rolling down the tracks today. 806-855-3712. You could be texting in right now your helmet stickers and telling us what you believe to be true to start the week. It's real simple on the question of the day. Nobody wants to think too hard on a Monday. You're just trying to get the thing started. It's a finish the sentence question of the day. Very broad. Very broad. Expansive, even. Finish the sentence. Texas Tech needs more blank. Texas Tech needs more blank. Did I say Tech baseball? No. Did I say Tech football? No. Did I say Texas Tech sports? No, not necessarily. I said Texas Tech. Have some fun with it. It's a finish the sentence question of the day. Texas Tech needs more blank. I feel like we should be playing Match Game 76 music in the background or something. 806-855-3712 for you to get in today. Remember, use the 806 or it goes to the angry man in Florida. He will not return your calls or your text, and he will complain to our bosses, whoever they may be, on a certain day. 806-855-3712. Doughboy is our resident trucker in Raiderland. He's leading it off again for the week. Guns Up Trucking. If you see him out there, flash the guns up, honk, get his attention. He's loaded in Houston, headed to Ardmore, Oklahoma, and says, by God, the boys captured another series win with a sweep on top of it. So he feels pretty good about the weekend there. Let's talk some Texas Tech baseball early on. Rob, I felt very positive about this team. Well, going in, the way they'd played the last 2.5 weeks, felt very positive Saturday night when they wrapped it up. Sweeps are hard. We said you needed to sweep Baylor. There are other teams maybe you can sweep, but it just goes to show how hard this is right now to get a sweep. Baylor had a guy in Cam Colley who just pitched out of his gourd, which if you're Baylor, that's how you win games, that you have somebody with a 8 ERA who's 0-4 go out and throw the game of their year. And you know what they did? And it was conducive with the wind blowing in to do something like that in game two. But all in all, pleased with it, even though at the end of the day, you went down 5 spots in the RPI. And we're going to talk about the RPI and how right now Texas Tech has to totally ignore it. And so does the committee.
I think Texas Tech probably could have swept that if they had a 3-game on 3-day series.
3-3, maybe? Yeah.
The doubleheader was hard. I don't think you pitch Beckel as long as you do if he's going to play the next game.
If you're thinking about using him Sunday.
If you're thinking about using him Sunday. And also, he might not even come in the game. Because if you warm him up early Saturday, you have to pitch him.
He's done. Yeah, he's.
You have to pitch him because you can't warm him up and then put him back out there.
Right.
So when you score the 3 spot to take the big lead, it's like, oh, well, we have to have him.
Yep.
And then when he struggles in that second inning, you kind of just have to leave him out there because you don't want to burn anybody else.
No. So, and I agree that had this been a normal 3-game set, and everybody understands why they turned it into a doubleheader, it was the absolute right call. It needed to be done, and it was, again, I'm glad that Baylor agreed to that. It just happened to not work out for Texas Tech. But you still saw a lot of good things come out of the weekend. And if nothing else, but certainly Molina looked like the Molina you're going to need going forward and going into postseason play. Attacking the zone efficient. Efficient, and he stretched out. That was the first time we've seen. I think that was the first time we've seen any Tech pitcher go over 100 pitches in an outing this year. So the Friday night Molina is certainly helmet sticker worthy. Just the one, what was it? 1 walk and 12 strikeouts. And then I thought Devine really came in and did exactly what you needed with that big lead. You didn't have to use anybody else. You really were set up going into Saturday. It just didn't quite get there.
You were set up going into the 3rd game, you just stopped scoring.
Yeah, that if you go hang your 10,
yeah,
you go get your... And that both teams left 10 on in the 3rd game, there were opportunities. You just never got that last hit, that last double.
You left the bases loaded at the end with a chance to completely change the game.
Yeah. So we go back to this idea. Texas Tech is ranked 14th in the country, D1Baseball.com. They know what they're doing. They know good baseball teams. They know what good baseball teams look like. And the RPI is at 65. I don't know that we've seen a more divergent ranking to RPI with D1 baseball over the last several years. So you have two different things at work here. And going forward, in my opinion, the RPI, you can't even worry about it if you're Texas Tech. Because if you lose games and it gets worse, you lost games, and that's the eyeball test, and it's going to hurt you. If you win your games going forward, your RPI is not going to get anywhere close to a typical host RPI or even a two-seed RPI. You're going to be fighting to have a three-seed RPI the rest of the way because of where the Big 12 is and who you're playing. That's just the reality. That this team, and you started talking about it, Rob, last week, and you nailed it, that this team is going to hang its hat on a committee that looks at the RPI and says, this year it doesn't matter for this specific team.
Yeah, and they haven't done that lately.
No.
And last year, you were better than your RPI, and they gave you a three seed.
Right. So
this year, I think you're even more...
The RPI is worse, and you're much better than it appears. The Big 12's got a problem. I believe, you asked me what I believe on a Monday, one team will host out of the Big 12 this year. It will be the league champion. There will not be a national seed from the Big 12. You'll be lucky to have a host. The host, the Big 12 will be awarded a host with probably a 20 RPI that they shouldn't, that they probably shouldn't even, it might not even be that high, depending on what happens. But you're just going to have to rely on the fact that the committee is going to go, this is a legit conference. Surely the winner of the Big 12 deserves the right to host. But that'll be it. There will be one team host out of the Big 12.
Yeah, and it's going to be West Virginia or Oklahoma State.
Right. It's probably not going to be Texas after their weekend against Oklahoma. It's just a weird year this year. Texas Tech could still win the league.
There were four Big 12 series this weekend. If I told you three series were swept.
Yeah.
And Texas Tech and Baylor wasn't involved.
Nope.
What would you have said?
I said, you've been drinking hard, Rob, bro.
TCU broken.
Just tatters.
In shambles. Texas gets swept by Oklahoma.
David Pierce threatening to take away every amenity. They're no longer going to be fed down there in Austin.
Yeah, he went full Augie Garrido.
Oh, he went off. He went Pat Summit. Saturday night. Well, I don't even think they're going to be allowed to dress in the locker room the rest of the year on the 40 acres after what he said.
And you generally say that that kind of sparks something, but then they lost again.
I know. It got worse.
You can't. I don't know that you can do that kind of speech anymore. No. I mean, you really have to have a certain kind of team, and
it doesn't look like he's got that team. All right, they're stacking up on the text line. You guys continue to jam it up. We'll take our first time out of the morning as we're going to 1 o'clock with you. Here in the Arctic Air Studios. Question of the day, finish the sentence. Texas Tech needs more blank. What does Texas Tech need more of? What do you believe to be true to start the week? Let's hand out some helmet stickers today. Who deserves a little recognition, sports or otherwise? Tech baseball, obviously, and a lot more stuff happening. So get in there. Get our attention. Say something crazy. 806-855-3712. It's 806-855-3712. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. It's 11:21. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Take you till 1 o'clock here in the Arctic Air Studios on ESPN 960 San Angelo and in Lubbock. Talk 103.9 FM, News Money Sports. Question of the day, it's finish the sentence on a cloudy, lazy Monday. Texas Tech needs more blank. What does Texas Tech need more of, Rob? The people will tell us. 806-855-3712. Tell us what you believe to be true to start the week. Raiderland helmet stickers will be handed out today. More than a few Texas Rangers, I think, could stand to get a helmet sticker after this past weekend. We'll visit with you about Texas Tech baseball. And as we go through today, your thoughts on the spring game for Texas Tech football. If you were there, stuff you like, stuff you didn't like. It's a spring game. One side looks good, the other side looks bad. One side looks bad, the other side looks good. But there are some things that can be discerned, I believe, even in that environment.
I had a few people asking about the broadcast. And even John Harris at one point was asking, on the broadcast. I don't think he knew he was live.
Oh,
but
yeah, yeah,
about the gnat sound.
Yeah.
Yeah, those windows don't open.
Oh.
There's no way to get gnat sound on the broadcast. And they were jamming music. That's the point I was getting to.
Yeah.
They were jamming music during the game, the whole game, so you can't have gnat sound. You can't plug in. That was my one complaint. Just let the fans be the noise. I know.
Right.
I know it's not packed. I know it's not full. I know you need to keep the energy up for the guys, but the music the entire time was kind of annoying.
Yeah. They did a great job on the remake of Lowry Field a few years ago, but it was a colossal blunder not to have the windows open in the radio TV booths. Just obviously nobody bothered to ask anybody who actually uses the press box for a press reason. Texters on the text line, 806-855-3712. Finish the sentence, Texas Tech needs more blank. One texter says, dudes and basketball coaches. Dudes in basketball coaches. Any more dudes over the weekend? I guess the last one was
Chance.
Yeah.
Chance Williams.
Chance Williams coming in. Texter, Texas Tech needs more spicy mustard at the concessions.
I can get down with that.
Pathway to the tournament as a two seed for Tech is still there after other events the weekend. A sweep of ACU, Sam Houston, and Kansas ought to get them there. No. Not from a raw numbers standpoint. Again, your RPI is not going to be good enough to be awarded a two seed based on RPI.
If you win out, maybe.
Maybe. All of them.
You still need to win every Big 12 series. I think the road sweep is now more important because Kansas RPI doesn't affect anything.
No.
And what's worse is Texas RPI is tanking. TCU's RPI is tanking.
Everything.
Iowa's losing. 12. It's not just your games.
Right.
In the RPI, you don't control your own destiny ever. Maybe to a Big 12 championship, if you win out or win a certain amount of games, you can control your destiny that way. But in the RPI, it's so dependent on everyone else.
Right.
Like, you need Gonzaga to win out. You need now North Dakota State to win out. You need TCU to beat Texas 2 out of 3 or something. I don't really know.
It doesn't even matter at that point on that.
But the Big 12's RPI is a problem.
Yeah. It's just a weird year. A very weird year for the league. Texter says, I don't know if you're a huge boxing fan, Ryan. I'm not. I was a fan of boxing in the 70s and 80s, but not now. But my Raiderland helmet sticker goes to Gervonta Davis. Gervonta Davis for winning this weekend. I was rooting for Garcia. Well, so was I. But Davis put up a good fight. Yeah, missed that.
Yeah, that was a body shot, too. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Hit him in the liver.
Yeah.
And the guy took two more swings and then just went to a knee. One of those delayed body shots.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Another texter says Tech needs more spicy mustard.
There you go.
The people have spoken.
If two people say it, that's a quorum, right?
Right there. That's darn near scripture right there. Two different people thinking the same thing at the same time. Texter says, good morning. It's a great day to be a Red Raider. In other news, it's Black Monday for news personnel. Don Lemon and Tucker Carlson being let go. Yeah, the news breaking a little bit about an hour or so ago. Tucker Carlson out at Fox. I don't know if it's a quit or a fire or whatever. But, you know, Rob, you and I. Evenings. I mean, think about it.
Yeah.
It could be lightning in a bottle.
You could go to Fox News and I could replace Don Lemon and then we could just
battle it out. Yeah. You know, same time each night. Helmet stickers and overreaction Monday. You know, we could do this. We could make this work, I think. 806-855-3712. Finish the sentence on a Monday. Texas Tech needs more blank. A lot of Texas Tech baseball to look at. And again, many good things. Rob, I don't care. You know how you say in the NCAA basketball tournament, just be in it? For Texas Tech baseball right now, just be in it.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's a 2 or a 3. You're not going to host. So what's the difference? You're not going to host a regional if you're Texas Tech this year. Even if Texas Tech won the Big 12, I don't know that they could give them a host. the way this thing is looking right now, it's entirely possible that the league doesn't even host, even the winner doesn't host, depending on who it is, because you're going to be jumping somebody over a minimum, I think, of 5 or 6 teams to do it. It's going to be hard to articulate that and make it happen. But this team just needs to be in. Ty Coleman, hi there, helmet sticker.
Big weekend.
Big weekend for Ty Coleman. Seeing a lot of the things you want to see from him right now. And a guy who I think is not necessarily going to be sneaky good, important in the postseason. Kyle Robinson took a tough, you know, hard luck loss. I thought he pitched incredibly effective. He just never got any run. He didn't get the run support he needed.
Yep.
He didn't do anything wrong out there on the mound. He competed. He gave me exactly what I want to see from him. And this is a guy who can play multiple roles in a regional now. He can finish up a game for you if you want to use, you know, Beckel to Robinson on game one. He can go 5 innings. Easily comfortable looking going 5 innings. He gets a helmet sticker for me. And again, to get through a regional, you're going to have him do exactly that. Many people to choose from today. Who gets your helmet sticker? You tell us. 806-855-3712. Finish the sentence. Texas Tech needs more blank. And what do you think about the spring game? Are you more excited, less excited, or did it not move the needle for you at all and you just really kind of want August to roll around and get to real football? You tell us. 806-855-3712. It's quick bottom of the hour break. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob the Bro.
Point 9.
Oh, don't worry. We will. Yes, we will. 11:35. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro taking you till 1 o'clock in the Arctic Air Studios. You're listening to San Angelo on ESPN 960 and in Lubbock. Talk 103.9 FM News Money Sports. It's finished the sentence on a Monday. Texas Tech needs more blank. What is the blank that Texas Tech needs more of? On Mondays, you tell us what you believe to be true, and then we hand out those coveted helmet stickers. Who gets the recognition for this past weekend or otherwise from you? Tech baseball on your mind? We got an RPI problem. We got a Big 12 problem. But Tech doesn't have a problem with playing some good baseball. And then we have NFL draft week. It's going to be a very good week to be Tyree Wilson. By about, 3 or 4 picks in, I think it's going to be a very good week to be Tyree Wilson. We got Tech spring game. And by the way, Tech men's golf is underway at the Big 12 Championships as we speak. They, along with Oklahoma, I believe, were the first to go off this morning at 8 o'clock. So Texas Tech now is on holes 12 through 16, along with Oklahoma. And Oklahoma is just going off there in Hutchinson, Kansas. They're running away and hiding early. 5 under as a team. Texas Tech, meanwhile, not having a day. They're in fourth. They are 5 over right now as a team. So gonna have to do a little bit of damage the rest of the way. Rob, I have zero idea what the weather is at Prairie Dunes this morning. I would assume it can't be that bad with Oklahoma going off. I have not looked at the individual scores. But, yeah, we'll see how it comes into play for the 5th-ranked Texas Tech Red Raiders. All right, off the text line, 806-855-3712. Texas Tech needs more blank. Texas Tech, I was wondering how long it was going to take on this one. Cowbell. Really, that it took to 11:37, is that not an indictment of this audience?
Are you saying we have a fever? The only prescription?
Is.
More cowbell?
More Baron Morton. You walked away impressed with Baron Morton. You wrote on stakingtheplains.com in your write-up that it looked like he put on a little bit of weight in a good way. That the team was bigger, but he looked bigger.
Yeah, Baron Morton has gained, I think, 15 pounds from maybe from when he got here. He's been listed similarly the last 2 years at 210.
Right.
He's got to be 220. I mean, his arms are huge. He just looks... You kind of pass that threshold where you look like a kid and then you look like a grown man. Of course, his face still looks like a kid.
He has a baby face, dude.
But
good problem to have, by the way.
But I think he's grown in the last year and he looks ready. Shuck looked bigger than him last year. They look about the same size now. Yeah. I guess Shuck probably still has an inch on him, but height-wise.
Yes. I believe, says the texter, the red and black tech needs to listen to the old silver and black Raiders and just win, baby. How's that for killing two birds with one stone?
Just win, baby.
And if that is in reference to baseball, yes. Just win games from here on out.
Yes.
You're going to be in the tournament. You're probably going to be a 3 seed. That's probably going to be the reality of it. But you can do exactly the same thing as a 3 seed as a 2 seed.
I'm going to be mad online when Texas Tech is a 3 seed. They don't deserve that. Unless they lose a Big 12 series or two.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's going to happen. And if you lose two Big 12 series, you might not make the tournament.
Absolutely.
I mean, if you lose at Kansas State this weekend, you're on tournament watch.
Here you go. Either of these things are entirely possible from today, April 24th, 2023. Texas Tech could win the Big 12. Texas Tech could miss the NCAA tournament entirely.
Yeah.
I have not seen a Big 12 race like this
so
in
weird.
Year. I was going to go back through and see some jumbled standings. I vaguely remember like 9, 10, 11, somewhere in through there, there was kind of a wonky year for the league.
Well, in 15, you won like 14 games and didn't host. I mean, didn't make the tournament.
Yeah, you got killed in midweeks that year. That was either the first or second year of the compressed schedule where all of a sudden you're catching more two-game midweek stuff as opposed to just a Tuesday. And Tech was completely devoid of arm depth. And you lost a lot of guys off that 14 team that got hot late. Texters on the text line, 806-855-3712. Texas Tech needs credit for its Tier 1 status, or more credit or something, I don't know. In addition, the Colorado University president and his snobbish AAU buddies in the Pac-10 need their big mouths slapped, says Washed Up Guy. Did you read the... USA Today piece written by former AJ writer Brent Schrotenbauer this weekend that
I did not.
Profiled Colorado's chancellor.
No.
Rob, they're just not real bright people, I've decided. One of two things out there. Either not real bright or totally devoid of an understanding of the modern sports collegiate landscape, model, media, and otherwise. And I lean towards that because they seem to be educated.
Sounds about right.
Not every educated man is intelligent. But there is a third possibility here. They're all just flat out lying. Oh, yeah, we can absolutely see a possibility of the Pac-10 having, you know, the third highest payout of all the conferences. And as you look at, the valuation, you know, blah, 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 and we're expanding and doing this and that. I mean, they're lying. They are stupid, possibly. Or they just truly don't have a grasp of what's going on. Okay, maybe let's put one more thing in there. I think they have been fed a line of BS for the last 10 years by Larry Scott, George Klyavkov, and whoever else at the Pac-12 athletic level has been in charge of telling the presidents and the chancellors things that just aren't true. I mean, look at this potential lawsuit that is going on involving Larry Scott, Pac-12, who knew what? What did they know about the Pac-12 network and some other things? Rob, it's entirely possible that these people have just been lied to for over a decade. That they really don't know. that you would have thought, now it wasn't going to happen with Bob Bowlesby, but you would have thought maybe some presidents and chancellors from other conferences would have maybe said to their Pac-12 buddies, do you guys really have any idea what's going on? But then again, there were probably a few people like that in the Big 12, weren't there?
You would hope.
There were probably a few chancellors and presidents and CEOs in the Big 12 that really didn't know what was going on during the Bowlesby era. They really thought things were going to be okay.
You would hope that's not the case, right?
You would hope, but
they did
tell
it for,
me why.
They did it for a decade.
Yeah, they did, didn't they?
So, it was pretty obvious.
Texas Tech needs more willingness to pick a football uniform and freaking stick to it, says the texter. You're preaching to the choir on that one. It's called a uniform for a reason. Work clothes. I keep thinking McGuire will get us there. I keep thinking the real double T is close. I keep thinking uniform sanity is close. But then again, you never know. And that may fall into the category of, hey, that's what the kids want. And that's what we got to do. Do they really want? Or do they just want to play football and get their NIL money? And they'll wear what you tell them to wear to get it. Ooh, this is nice. By the way, it's finish the sentence here on a Monday. Texas Tech needs more blank. Also, you hand out your Raiderland helmet stickers. Who deserves a little recognition this week, sports or otherwise? Texas Tech needs more third down clickers. Remember taking one of those I Like Spike third down clickers to my granddad? He went to his attic and he dug out an old all-metal clicker that he had from World War II from Normandy. Useless Monday trivia, but cool memory. Very cool memory. Thunder. Flash. That was the identification code on the night of June 5, the morning of 6 June 1944 for the Normandy invasion force, and they did have the clickers. And I do remember in the late 80s, early 90s when Tech came out with those. You remember those, Rob, at all? Was that way pre-you on the third down clicker?
Yeah,
thing and everything. That there were more than a few World War II veterans. It wasn't like PTSD or anything, but they're right. Know where this came from.
Right.
And that was Thunder and Flash was the response that was utilized by the Allied forces on that night and that morning there in the Normandy invasion. Those clickers, when you had like 40,000, because you hardly ever had 50,000 people at a game back then. So when you had 35,000 or 40,000 people and they got them all going, it sounded like a host of crickets and locusts descending upon Jones Stadium. It was the oddest noise. The strangest noisemaker that I think I've ever heard at a football stadium before. You know, you hear people clapping in unison. You hear, you know, all sorts of different things. Cowbells. We need more cowbell. But those clickers were the damnedest, weirdest noise to hear. Mm. Another helmet sticker being handed out. Helmet sticker, Adolis Garcia, for making Major League Baseball pitching look like coach pitch. Boy, did he put on a show in the City Connect uniform this
Beautiful.
Weekend. Three you big lose, flies.
You lose game one. You did not want to let that happen twice in a row.
No, an embarrassing loss. By the way, just auto-fade the A's on the run line. They are offensively right now through this portion of the season, Rob. There are only four teams historically that have been worse offensively by most metrics that you want to use. Rob, all four of those seasons start with an 18 in front of it. Not even 1900s dead ball, 1800s dead people. That's how awful this A's offense is.
Yeah, and the run differential is just incredible.
It's staggering.
Incredible.
Auto fade, run line.
Yeah.
Don't even look. Just boom. And if you lose, double up the next day. Just keep doing it.
Yep.
Got to take the timeout. We're working our way towards the top of the hour here in the Arctic Air Studios. It's finished the sentence on a Monday. Texas Tech needs more blank. Hand out some more helmet stickers. What do you got for us? You want baseball? We'll do that. You want Tech spring football? We'll do that with you. And every Monday, you tell us what you believe to be true. Get in on the text line while the getting's good, 806-855-3712. It's 806-855-3712. We'll take the time out. We'll finish up hour number one of two strong. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Rowe.
Action update on Talk 1340. Check out VSiN's catalog of original podcasts, daily and weekly programming to keep you in the know when you're on the go. Only at VSIN.com. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
NBA playoffs tonight. Two games are on the schedule. The Bucks on the road at Miami. The Grizzlies visit Los Angeles to battle the Lakers. Miami up 2-1 in the series, while the Lakers can go up 3-1 at home tonight. Milwaukee's a 5.5-point favorite on the road. The Heat paying plus 200. The over-under 217.5. Giannis Antetokounmpo remains questionable for Milwaukee as he recovers from a back injury. Los Angeles is a 4.5-point favorite at home tonight against Memphis. The Grizzlies at plus 165 on the money line, the over under 220.5. LeBron James and Anthony Davis both listed as probable to play for LA. Get the latest lines and more at vsin.com.
Final segment, hour number one of two, Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro, taking you to one in the Arctic Air Studios on ESPN 960 San Angelo. From one to two, it's the Rob Bro Show on Talk 103.9 FM. Download the app, keep on listening wherever you are. You can text in today, 806-855-3712. It's finish the sentence on a Monday. Texas Tech needs more blank. What do they need more of? Finish the sentence. Every Monday, you tell us what you believe to be true, sports or otherwise, and then it's Raiderland helmet sticker day as well. Anyone and everyone who deserves a little bit of recognition can get in today on that. Tech baseball, 2 of 3. It's ACU coming up next. That one on the road. Ranked 14th, D1Baseball.com. The RPI is 65 right now. And, of course, spring football wrapped up over the weekend out there at Lowry Field. If you've got some thoughts, questions, or otherwise, we want to hear from you. 806-855-3712. Another one. You got to put this one on auto helmet sticker for now. DeGrom comes back after exiting after four hitless in his previous start and looks fantastic, dominant again. That if you go back and you take out, and you can't, but you take out that opening day start, that since then the ERA is what, 1.2, somewhere in that neighborhood.
And the opening day start wasn't bad. It wasn't good.
But
he left the lead because of the offense. So
right.
Really good. And to not miss a start was really encouraging.
And you kind of mentioned at the time, or, you know, we talked about it, hey, much rather him do that,
yeah,
exactly what he did, and say, let's go ahead and get out of this game right now. You come back, no ill effects whatsoever. So you're feeling good. As a Ranger fan, you're always prepared, though. You're waiting. But everything, and this team's still getting some pieces back. It's just get while the getting is good. How many more times do they get to play the A's? Just need to play the A's more often. City Connect jerseys and uniforms, now that you saw them in action. And as soon as they get another City Connect batting helmet, you're going to see Adolis Garcia's go to the Baseball Hall of Fame, they said. But they just got to get another one, I guess, done for him. For Ranger fans, thumbs up or thumbs down after you saw them on the field. Not the little mock-ups, not everything else. Yay, nay, or just, it's a uniform, they wore it, and okay.
Yeah, I was going to say thumb sideways before you said that. They were fine.
Although there's this weird thing with teams when they wear the City Connect that they lose games. Not Rangers, but like everybody.
Well, you lost the first one, shouldn't. You should have swept the A's.
I mean, that might have been the power of the City Connect in a negative way.
By the way, the Rangers, the Rays, 19 wins, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Brewers maybe have 15.
Yep.
And the Braves and the Rangers have 14.
Just like we thought going into the year at this point.
Incredible. I mean, you're one of the best teams in baseball so far through the first 21 games.
And they're doing it with just basic good baseball. Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing that you look at and say that's completely unsustainable, right?
No. Well, maybe the three home run day, but
You're not going to get that every day. But you've been winning without having guys.
Yeah, you didn't need to score 20 in that one to win.
So, what are you willing to do to get Shohei Ohtani now? If you're the Rangers, making the big run, what are you going to do to get Ohtani? If I told you you could get Shohei Ohtani, Rob.
Yeah.
But you got to give up Josh Young to do it.
No.
No. Not going to do it.
No, because Josh Young would be a piece of it.
Right.
I mean, it'd be Young, Kumar Rocker.
Oh, you're giving up.
The other kid, who the left fielder. Yeah, I mean, you'd be giving up. No, I would not go for that. Not just because Young.
Right.
Even if you could do it without Young.
That was kind of a trick question because that is the correct answer, that you would have to give up so much of what is making you promising going forward.
Right.
And we're seeing right now that Ohtani alone, even Mike Trout.
If you only had 1 year of DeGrom, if you only had 1 year of Semien and Seager, if
this was it.
Yeah. Maybe you go all in for a year, but at this point, no, there's no reason. You could wait for free agency and give him, you know, $600 million for 10 years.
Yeah.
All guaranteed.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no reason to do it before free agency.
Oh, I agree.
I think you're going to be good, you know, in the future.
You've got 3 years.
I still think you're ahead of schedule.
Way, way ahead of schedule. Texters on the text line, 806-855-3712. Helmet sticker to Tracer Lopez. Probably missed his senior prom because of the doubleheader Saturday. Did you know Tracer Lopez, Rob, could still be in high school?
I've heard that.
Also, apparently they did a feature Friday night or something on him, you know, being a farrier, I believe. You know, he could shoe horses. That's like a family thing.
Oh, on the ESPNU?
Yeah, and apparently, because I got a whole bunch of texts. Did you know that he shoes horses? I was unaware of that fact about the young man, but good on him. Looked like he knew what he was. Now, there's a deal if you could wake up every day and shoe a horse, you'll never go hungry.
If you had asked me what a farrier was before you explained it, I could not have told you. Not even close.
Yeah, so he's out there shoeing horses and hitting big flies and just making a lot of plays at short right now. Good stuff to watch. That's where the helmet sticker. Being told there's breaking news that we need to get to on the other side. Is that the breaking news sound, or was that sounded very ominous? 806.
It's ominous news.
It's ominous news. 806-855-3712. Jam up the text line. Helmet stickers. What do you believe to be true? Finish the sentence. Texas Tech needs more blank. Top of the hour break. It's a quick one. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, a presentation of the Texas Town Square Media Network.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland.
Barbecue, huh? How do you like your ribs?
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Congrats to us. We've done it again. Improbable as it may seem, hard to believe, we have turned morning into afternoon one more time with you fine folks here in the Arctic Air Studios, taking to 1 o'clock on ESPN 960 San Angelo and in Lubbock, Talk 103.9 FM, News, Money, Sports. You could be texting in 806-855-3712. Finish the sentence on a Monday. Texas Tech needs more blank. We ask you every Monday, what do you believe to be true to start the week, sports or otherwise? And then we hand out Raiderland helmet stickers every Monday. Highly coveted. There are many helmet stickers, only one Raiderland helmet sticker. Sports or otherwise, who deserves some recognition in your world? Do you want to talk Texas Tech baseball after taking two of three? Well, we can do that. And then the spring game, wrapping up spring football for Texas Tech over the weekend. 806-855-3712. He's Rob Bro at Rob Bro Show on Twitter. Host of the Rob Bro Show for now. 1-2 on Talk 103.9 FM News Money Sports. A third of the gambling gauchos. Be sure and follow him online.
It's all true.
Me, I'm just Ryan Hyatt at Ryan Hyatt Media on Twitter. Show never ends. We come back in the evenings with a daily broadcast. Usually around 6:30-ish, sum up the day together. Highly interactive, highly back and forth fun online. And then everything we do, including our original columns and whatnot, you can find on my website, theraiderland.com. 806-855-3712 for you guys to get in. I mentioned at the end of last hour, Rob, it appears that we have some breaking news. This bulletin has just been handed to us. Well, actually, that's not true at all whatsoever. But we do have a bit of an announcement regarding this program. And we are here to tell you today that this is the final week for Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Since signing on in 2019 on what was then Talk 1340, which is now Talk 103.9 FM, we've seen a lot of changes. We've had a lot of fun doing this show. And this Friday will be our final program together here on Talk 103.9 FM. We will wrap up the show on a Friday just like we should, but we wanted to make the announcement today, kind of get it out of the way for everybody. Not that this is earth-shattering news that is going to cause people. I feel like, Rob, it's sort of like the end of the Truman Show, you know, and folks are like, oh, okay. Now, of course, we're still going to be around. We're just not going to be doing radio from 11 to 1 with you guys. We'll still have our massive online and digital presence at theraiderland.com, on Twitter, on Facebook, and all of that. But this is the final Monday now in the final week of Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Now, Rob, what about the Rob Bro Show?
We'll find out at 1 o'clock.
Find out at 1 o'clock on the... on the Rob Bro Show. So, I mean, this is without going too much behind the scenes, 100% our decision. The folks here at Talk 103.9 FM and our friends down in San Angelo, they've been great to us. That sometimes it just you look to take on a new challenge. And Rob, I'll say this: I'm incredibly proud of what we've done since 2019 on this station. In San Angelo, the programming we have put together. Obviously, when we started in 2019, you and I, and you had Carson and Tucker on last week, which was a lot of fun to get a chance to hear that. We launched a new station, taking this signal from the All Sports station that it had been since 1996, recrafting it, rebranding it, and really, Rob, taking it from nothing. Not completely nothing, but just a completely fresh start. It started, you know, with you guys before Raiderland. Then COVID hits, and there were a ton of changes within this industry. And we got a chance to work together. I can't tell you how much fun it's been. Because I swore that this is something that I would never do again. And then stinking Robert Snyder, and I want to thank him first and foremost, talked me into coming back and doing a daily show. Well, would you like to do some radio again? We're looking at doing something different with Talk 13.4. With, you know, well, then it was still sports radio thing. I don't know, man. I don't do mornings. I don't want to do evenings anymore. Well, what about, you know, if you just did an hour? And the son of a gun talked us into it, Rob. Well, then after a while, it's like, well, you know, the hour's going so well. You want to do 2 hours? I don't know, man. And here we are doing 2 hours, and it feels like nothing every day. But like I said, I'm really proud of a lot of the things that we accomplished over the last few years. We did it without a lot of inherent advantages in this type format. You know, we get a lot of great support from people like Rosalie, Ken Corbin, you know, different folks that have helped us along the way. Danny, you know, PJ, a lot of good people that we've worked with. Chad Hasty was nice enough to leave us alone. And I really think that's one of the biggest things that allowed our show to grow is that Chad wasn't a part of it. Wouldn't you agree?
You could say that.
Yeah, I think that's one thing. Yeah, Rob, I'm proud of what we did in 2020 when this industry and obviously America was set on its head. Every day that they let us come in here, we did a show. We didn't sit at home. We came to work. And it was, on the one hand, therapeutic, at least from my standpoint, to be able to get out of the house and be able to spend time with you guys.
Right.
But that every opportunity that they gave us, the only times we were not on is they told us we couldn't be on. And I don't know how many shows we have missed over the last 3 years or so, but it hasn't been many.
No, it hasn't. And even when we missed them, we generally were either calling in to each other or going to
having a presence or doing something
to do with the radio. Yeah,
and the reason is because you guys are fun to hang out with every day. The other reason is, and I'm not speaking for Rob, but we thoroughly enjoy what we do. But again, things change, media changes, new challenges, new opportunities that you want to be a part of. And from my standpoint, I'm not leaving media. I'm just not going to be on every day with you guys from 11 to 1 here on Talk 103.9 FM and ESPN 960. You'll still be able to find me on Twitter at Ryan Hyatt Media. You can still find the website. Will still, it won't just be still active. It'll be growing and doing more stuff at theraiderland.com. So that's the breaking news today. You are entering into the final week of Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Breaux starting today. Want to thank you guys as well, because again, I truly didn't think after doing nearly 20 years of the Williams and Hyatt show that I would ever want to do a daily show again. You guys made it happen, and really, I don't think if we hadn't got basically slammed together there in the spring of 2020, I don't know that I would have continued to do it that much longer. Not that I don't enjoy it, but I thoroughly enjoyed working with you. Thoroughly enjoy. We're not going to quit working together. Let's get that out there.
It's been a good run, though.
You know, but I think everything kind of runs its course, does a natural evolution. And for me, that this is the natural evolution. And, Rob, you can speak to your stuff, obviously, like you said, as we go through the day. 806-855-3712. Enough of that crap. Let's finish the sentence today. Texas Tech needs more blank. You tell us on a Monday, what do you believe this week? There will be no willy and or nilly out there on this stuff. You guys tell us what you believe. Raiderland helmet stickers. Who gets a helmet sticker this week for being awesome? Got several more that we need to hand out today. And then Texas Tech baseball. We recapped a lot of the series against Baylor. Big week coming up. It's all big from here on out. The ranking at 14, the RPI at 65. And you know, Rob, I've always, not always said, I mean, I didn't say it when I was 12, but lately, don't worry about the ranking. The RPI is everything. This year, it's completely flipped now. The RPI means nothing. You better hope the ranking carries some weight.
Yeah.
And
you better keep winning.
The RPI right now, you're not in the NCAA tournament. The highest at-large RPI last year was Grand Canyon at 55. And that was a team that won their league but lost their automatic bid tournament in Grand Canyon. That you're 10 spots out of the worst RPI that got a bid last year, and the teams you're playing from here on out, they're not going to help your RPI for the most part. West Virginia will be the best one you've got as far as working on your RPI, and then some of the others in the league are fading fast. They're not helping you. 806-855-3712. It's 806-855-3712. We'll take the time out just a little bit early. They're stacking up on the text line. We'll try to get to everybody's text messages as we go through. We do want to hear from you. Also, spring game, what were your thoughts? If you were out there, what did you like? What impressed you? Is this team really 45 points better than the bowl team right now? Or maybe I heard it was 50. You tell us. Quick break. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. That's how it's going to be. It's 12:19. Got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro taking till 1 o'clock here in the Arctic Air Studios. Then it's the Rob Bro Show from 1 to 2 on Talk 103.9 FM News Money Sports. In San Angelo, ESPN 960. Finish the sentence today. Question of the day. Texas Tech needs more blank. Texas Tech needs more blank. What do you believe to be true to start the week? Let's hand out some more Raiderland helmet stickers and Tech Baseball on Your Mind. We want to visit with you about that and your thoughts on the Red Raider spring game. 806-855-3712. Texter on the text line. Texas Tech needs more natties. I hate the term natties. That, you know, words that bother you, whatever, phrases that natties. I can't hear natties without thinking of natty light.
Yeah, same. But that's true, though. Yeah. They do need more natties.
They do need more natties, but I just hate the phrase. Tech baseball team gets a helmet sticker, says one texter. Two out of three ain't bad, said Meatloaf. Damn, way to make me really sad on a Monday, man. I hate to hear it.
We got all week together.
Yeah, since there. PJ, right back at you, man. We appreciate it. We're going to miss seeing you around here every day. Is the Bro Show back in full force? Rob, I'll let you handle that later on today. What? No, no, you're ending the program. Sad to hear this. Yeah. We're glad you're sad, I guess. So why is the show ending? Well, business decisions. New challenges. Time to do something different. Texter, Lord knows I've had my disagreements with you two, but I will admit it, I hate hearing this news. Good luck to both of you guys. If we can win over the people...
Is that SEC guy?
I don't know. It might have been. Not sure what their number is. Do we have to go back to listening to ESPN national content? It's so repetitive. No, not necessarily.
Well, the folks in San Angelo do.
Yeah, I guess. Tech needs more radio shows like you have provided. Going to miss you, fellows. Where else is Tech news on the radio? First Tucker, now you two. Black Monday. I didn't know people were so into Tucker Lawrence and missing Tucker after all this time. You guys had some fun the other day on the show.
We did. It was a lot
of fun. That was really kind of cool. Doughboy, I want to give you guys a helmet sticker. It's been a lot of fun texting. Being a part of your show, y'all have gotten me from morning to afternoon since I found you. It's been spicy. Again, thanks. Good luck. Thank you. We'll take all the good luck we can. Another texter. Go Rangers. Josh Jung doing great with double plays. I don't think he's batting as well. Maybe it's because I am comparing him to Simeon. And then hope the football team looked good in the scrimmage. Hope Tyler looked good. Heard you say Morton had really grown much bigger. I don't know. Much bigger, but bigger. Filling out. Getting his full-grown man bod. Again, I was not at the scrimmage. Rob was. It sounded like Tyler Shuck had kind of a workmanlike day in a spring scrimmage. From all reports I got. Nothing great, nothing bad. Just
he was going against the ones on the defense. They sacked him three times. He threw two picks. One of them was tipped to the line of scrimmage, so not really his fault, but it was a bad choice of throw into double coverage over a defensive lineman. Shuck went deep with about 30 seconds left, threw it into quadruple coverage, and then Barron with 25 seconds left let a field goal drive.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Barron Morton looked better, but Barron Morton went against the twos.
Correct.
For most of the day. I think he had one drive against the ones and threw an interception in the red zone.
Yeah. Again, it's just hard for me to take away a whole lot of things. You know, if you're Shuck, are you making some throws in that scrimmage that you might not normally make in a real game? I don't know. I did find out something this weekend that I did not know regarding a certain school spring game. Did you know that the quarterbacks are live in the Utah spring game? that it's 100% live. Quarterbacks, it's full contact. I mean, it's a game.
Even Cam Rising? Is he still there?
Is he? Thought he was done. Maybe he is back.
You remember it was it last year? I think it was last year Donovan and Barron went live.
Yeah.
Or was that the year before?
Was that the last Wells year?
Either way, one of the years the young guys went live because I guess they needed to see who could react to live pressure.
Yeah.
So that was interesting.
That was pretty bold. Apparently that's their thing on that. Did you check out any of the Coach Prime spring game there for Colorado?
Just pieces. And now three or four wide receivers have entered the portal after the game.
Yeah, one of the guys who had like three catches for 157 yards immediately into the portal. Yeah.
All guys that were there already.
So
not Louie.
Nothing. Hey, the guy's bringing the attention to Colorado.
That game was sold out.
Yeah. And it snowed.
There were 60,000 people there.
They had to clear the field and clear the stadium, you know, of snow, which they're used to up there. It's not like they're not used to doing that. But it wasn't like it was a 75-degree Boulder day.
If three guys entered the portal after the spring for, like, let's say Nick Saban went to a new place. Oh, he's just creating a culture. Those guys aren't tough enough. But with Dion, the narrative is, you know, oh, he's lost the locker room.
Yeah,
it's too Dion.
Yeah.
I think Dion's creating a culture those guys don't want to live by.
I think so. And for them to do it right after the game, that tells me they'd already made up their mind.
Yeah.
And maybe just wanted to put down some more tape and put down some more film for their next employer. Say, hey, look, you know, and again, the kid who had the 157 yards, said, yeah, strike while the iron's hot, man. Maybe somebody will buy off that versus whatever you've done before in your career. But yeah, everything about that would be different with Dion than a Nick Saban or, you know, almost fill in the blank on any other coach. Yeah, but with Dion, oh, see, can't do it. Texter, helmet sticker to the Rangers, Garcia. I was there Saturday night, so it was you. It was you who made that happen. Congratulations. Very good. Texas fans, if you want, you can still say yes, no, or otherwise on the City Connect uniforms. They didn't look as bad, like, with them wearing them.
No.
As they looked out of the box, I thought.
And, it, you know, you could tell it was navy instead of black, which I thought made them look a little better.
Yeah.
The Peagle memes made the Peagle better. People were embracing the Peagle. Otherwise, I just wear the regular uniforms.
Because they're so good, man. Like trotting out in the baby blues yesterday. That's damn near a formal wear for Major League Baseball. 806-855-3712. Finish the sentence. Texas Tech needs more blank. Also, what do you believe this week? What do you believe to be true, sports or otherwise? I said one of the things I believe, the Big 12 will have at most one team host in the NCAA baseball tournament. It's entirely possible that you may not even have a host team out of the Big 12, including whoever ends up winning the league this year. We got helmet stickers. We got baseball. We got the spring game. Get your thoughts on that. 806-855-3712. Texter, sad day in eastern New Mexico. Will truly miss being a part of my daily routine. I think all listeners should lift our spicy mustard to the sky on Friday in a salute to Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. You may do that, but we've got till Friday. So we want to kind of get this over with. Say it today. Get on. Do shows. Have a week. And again, we're not going anywhere. If you don't follow us on social media, this is where you should. At Ryan Hyatt Media on Twitter. Do have the website, theraiderland.com. Got a Facebook page, Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland. We're not going anywhere. We're going to be even bigger and bolder online. We're just not going to be doing the radio show every day from 11 to 1. Texter, what I believe to be true on a Monday, Ryan doesn't know how to start off my week on a good foot. Helmet sticker to you, sir. I'll miss the HE double hockey sticks out of you. Thank you for the kind words. Makes my mom feel better. I had to explain to her that, no, I'm not finally going to law school. I think that was her hope. Well, if you weren't doing that radio show every day, you know that would free up time to go to law school. You could do that.
It's true.
You know, the hours you put into that radio show, you could have been a lawyer by now. Or maybe even a dentist. Texter says, Texas Tech needs more Raiderland. Say it ain't so. In the sports radio desert that is Lubbock, you guys provided a lunch hour oasis. Godspeed, Chris and the 501. Guns up forever. We appreciate that. The kind words are much appreciated. Trust me when I say that. All right, bottom of the hour timeout coming up. You guys jam up the text line. Texas Tech needs more blank. It's finished the sentence on a Monday. What do you believe to be true to start the week? Hand out some Raiderland helmet stickers. And let's talk baseball. Let's talk football. NFL draft. I believe it's going to be a very good week to be Tyree Wilson. If it's not being talked about and you want to talk about it, bring it up. 806-855-3712. Quick bottom of the hour break. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Rowe. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro taking you to 1 o'clock here in the Arctic Air Studios on ESPN 960 in San Angelo. And in Lubbock, Talk 103.9 FM News, Money, Sports. Rob Bro Show comes your way from 1 to 2 here on Talk 103.9 FM. Finish the sentence on a Monday. Texas Tech needs more blank. Texas Tech needs more. What do you believe to be true this week? Every Monday we ask you that question. You can't run off all willy-nilly, not believing in something. And then we hand out Raiderland helmet stickers on a Monday. Anyone and everyone deserving a little recognition, sports or otherwise. We've had plenty of Red Raiders. I got a Major League Baseball player that we'll recognize here in a little bit. A couple of Rangers have been brought up today. Texas Tech baseball takes 2 of 3 from Baylor. Many positives from the weekend. You would have liked the sweep. Boy, the mere loss. You go 2 of 3. And just losing to Baylor, again, another bad loss. There's no other way to spin it. Drops you 5. You win a Big 12 series, and you go down 5 spots in the RPI. That's all we need to know about this year and how weird it is. And just not a typical Big 12 year, which is going to put some pressure on the committee. Maybe it won't. As you said earlier, Rob, they have just looked at the RPI, it seems like, the last couple of years and went bing, 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 done. Whatever it is. Why even have a committee? Why not just use the RPI? We'll find out this year. Hopefully, Texas Tech will give them a tough decision to make after the Big 12 tournament wraps up. Spring game finished up on Saturday. Rob Bro was, in fact, there. So if you got some thoughts, questions, comments, fire away. 806-855-3712. Texters are on the text line. Texter says, Jalen Tyson's brother in the portal of transfers from CU. Tyson's brother. Is that Jalen Tyson's brother, or is that?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Well, good for him. Peagle power, man, yes. So I assume that is a positive on the City Connect uniforms. How long have they been doing those now? 5, 6 years? I'm trying to remember the first year they started doing it, and some of them were just hideous.
Still are.
Most of them are just hideous. And I'm not going to waste time on it. It's all about marketing. It's all about money. It's all about getting you guys to buy that hat, buy that jersey. The whole idea of connecting to the city. No, it ought to be called Wallet Connect. Is there a more blatant, cheap ploy to try to get you guys to spend money than what Major League Baseball does with that? I mean, at least when the NFL does throwback weekends, that they are legitimate throwback uniforms. That when the Cowboys, you know, go back to their early 60s look, that's a legitimate look that they actually wore one time. Major League Baseball just said, hey, we're going to try to see if we can screw you guys out of a few more dollars. This is interesting. I don't know if you can verify or not. I'm going to take it as gospel. Texter was at the spring game, and I heard nobody cussing during the fight song. Very interesting. You know why? Because I bet there weren't more than 100 students there. What do you bet?
Yeah, agreed.
That, I mean, the people that were there were probably grown-ups and or little kids who came out with the grown-ups and you know, were having fun and everything, that when you don't have the students, you don't have the cursing during the fight song. Texter says, oh, it's a Plainsman in Dallas. We've heard of him. One of our favorites. Texas Tech needs more shows like this. You're both great journalists. Looking forward to following your new endeavors. I thank you for the comment, but I bristle at the idea that I am a journalist. Don Williams is a journalist, right?
Right.
I'm not a journalist. I don't pretend to be a journalist. I am an entertainer. My job, quite frankly, is to entertain. Now, I try to do things factually. I try to do the best I can to provide you guys with factual information, but to call me a journalist, no. First and foremost, my job is to acquire the largest audience possible and hold that audience for the longest time possible so as to generate the greatest benefit for all of our wonderful sponsors. And I need to say that right now for everybody who has advertised, is advertising right now on our show and Rob Bro's show, who has ever advertised with us on this radio station, thank you so much, because literally none of it would have happened without y'all. We wouldn't have made it this far without some of the great, amazing, wonderful clients that we have had on this program dating back to 2019 and its inception. But no, I am not a journalist. Texter, listen to that station through the shutdown of Williams and Hyatt. Sports Line with Steve Dillon. Now, y'all, what next? Tech joins the Pac-10? Or maybe the Pac-10 joins Texas Tech. Tim in Frisco. This is awful and depressing. Hyatt, I listened to you in college, 98 grad, and then as you guys now know, my daily run won't be the same forever. Guns up, Tim in Frisco. You can still take us on the run, you know, much like REO Speedwagon said, take it on the run. I mean, you know, you can go back and listen to the daily broadcast while you run. Who knows what'll be taking place? Texter 806-855-3712. Okay, how do you see Tech baseball going the rest of the year? Also, will we win a conference championship in football or basketball in the next 5 years? Sadly, I have to ask now, apparently. Okay, again, I'm just not going to be doing the daily radio show. I'm going to continue to do the daily broadcast. I'm not going away. You can still get online.
Where can they follow you, Ryan?
At Ryan Hyatt Media on Twitter. TheRaiderland.com, a website that has existed for years. Daily broadcast. Facebook, Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland. Not going to just not communicate with people. I feel bad. No, you can. Next Monday, you can still ask me questions. I'll answer. Will Tech win a conference championship in football or basketball in the next 5 years? Better chance in basketball. Could you win a conference championship in football in the next 5 years? Yeah. Because in the current, and I don't know if you agree or disagree, Rob, but in the new Big 12 going forward, there is zero programs that have any more inherent advantage over you than anybody else. That you're on equal footing. You basically have equal resources. If you continue recruiting well, you are recruiting as well or better than almost anybody that you will be competing against for a Big 12 title going forward. So, yeah, can you do it? Yeah. Is it hard? Yeah, it's very hard. Look at the history of Texas Tech. Since you left the border conference, you're not hanging up a bunch of banners, are you?
Right.
So history says it's harder than hell to do it here in Lubbock, Texas. But it's not 2020 anymore. It's 2023. the dynamic has changed in the new world order that Texas Tech is going to operate in football. There is nobody in the Big 12 going forward that Texas Tech cannot evenly compete with for the first time, really, in 50 years. 60 years that in the Southwest Conference and then in the Big 12, that the deck was stacked against you inherently from day one, that Texas was ahead of you in the 60s, Arkansas was ahead of you in the 60s. And then in the Big 12, you had a slew of programs that had inherent advantages over you in the stacked deck that is college football. College football's its own animal. It's different from baseball, basketball. You guys know this. That for the first time since the days of the Border Conference, Rob, in my opinion, Texas Tech is even. They are competing evenly against other programs. Money doesn't always buy championships, but apparently over the last 60 years, it sure has made it a lot easier for some programs than others.
Yeah.
And all you got to do is go back and go get the history of the Associated Press top 20. Go look at the top 10. Go look at the top 20. And start in 1960. And look which names are in it in 60. Then look in 65, 76. You do every five-year increment. And look at which names are in there and which names aren't. College football, when I say it's a rigged game, I'm not saying it's fixed. But it is the least competitive of all major sports that Americans love. That it's incredible. Rob, it's incredible to me that college football has enjoyed the popularity that it has, given the lopsided nature of the game for generations, and who legitimately has had a shot to compete and who hasn't. And that's why I say if you're a Texas Tech fan, you should absolutely dance in the streets and embrace NIL. You should embrace the transfer portal because it's the first thing that has given you a legitimate shot at competing at a high level in a rigged game. That you can sit there and bemoan it and cry it's destroying the game. Well, how's the game been for you for the last 50 years? How's the game been if you're a 40-year-old Tech fan? How's it really been for you? That model that some people seem to want to cling to. It hadn't been very good for you. I mean, it's a true testament to people rooting for laundry that they've been willing to get out their wallets for decades and decades in a sport that most people truly never had a chance. You add on an expanded playoff, it gets even better for schools like Texas Tech. This is the best opportunity you have ever had.
100%.
Best opportunity you have ever had to be legitimate in the world of college football. And you're hoping that you've got the right guy in place and Joey McGuire to take advantage of it. Texter's on the text line. I'm crying more today than when Darren Collier left local television. Say it ain't so, Brian.
The legend.
The legend of Darren Collier. Texter, breakup song, huh? So that's what this is, Ryan. Somebody's paying attention to your bumper music today.
I wonder if they were paying attention late last week.
Right. They should have been. There was nothing subtle about what's been going on. Texter says, if we want to be best fans in the country, Mythical Natty on social media, why don't more fans attend the spring game? A, at Alabama was packed, same at CU. We had amazing former Red Raider greats of the game. The spring game has never been a big deal at Texas Tech ever. In the history of ever, the spring game has never been a big deal. It's never really been promoted as a big deal.
Yeah.
Throughout the decades, the coaches have never really made a big deal out of it. It's a glorified scrimmage. And actually, you know what? I kind of respect Tech fans for getting it and going, oh, okay, I'll see you when the real game starts. I could not care less how many people go to the Tech spring game. I care how many people go to the home games in the fall.
Do you know what's not going on at Colorado?
Baseball.
Baseball. I know. I know that there were 50,000 there. I get it, but... Yeah. Did you see the difference between last year's Colorado spring game and this year's, though?
Yes.
You cannot deny the Dion experience.
Oh, the dude's printing money for him right now. It's like they said when they hired him, do you have this money? No, but we know we're going
to
get it.
Do they charge people to get in?
I assume they did. Right?
What, $5?
Yeah, even if it was just $5. All right, we got to take the final timeout of the day. We got you till 1 o'clock here in the Arctic Air Studios. Jam up the text line, 806-855-3712. Finish the sentence. Texas Tech needs more blank. Also, who gets your helmet stickers this week? What do you believe to be true to start the week? Baseball, football, you tell us. If it's on your mind, we want to visit with you. We'll finish it up together strong to get today. 806-855-3712. Quick timeout. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. You're having a little fun with this. Maybe too much fun, Rob.
We just have a good time, Rob.
I know. We've been waiting, sitting on this for so long. Final segment of the day. Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Got you till 1 in the Arctic Air Studios. Rob Bro show coming up. You don't want to miss it. 1 to 2 on Talk 103.9 FM. Finish the sentence. Tech needs more blank. Helmet stickers, baseball, tech football, you tell us. 806-855-3712. Our intrepid panhandle Sports Hall of Famer and Amarillo correspondent Lance Leinart informs us Colorado spring game, $10 a pop. So that's a cool 400,000, give or take, whatever capacity is there at Folsom right now, which I think is right around 40, 45, somewhere in through there. Texter with the question, what would you put on the Lubbock City Connect uniform? Please tell me it wouldn't look like any of the random UA football uniforms we were forced to see. Man, City Connect for Lubbock, I would do a playoff of Yellow House Canyon, maybe. Something along those lines. Maybe across the back, either that or across the front. You remember the old Lucky Me, I Live in Lubbock bumper sticker? That might be the front of the jersey.
Buddy Holly glasses.
Yeah.
Something.
Something maybe on the, yeah. The hat might just be the Buddy Holly glasses.
Yeah.
Something along those lines. I don't know. It'd be brown, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I was thinking
brown and black.
Yellow for some reason, but yeah. Brown would be funny.
Helmet sticker. I had them written down, and I'm glad the texter put this one out because I don't think I mentioned it. Helmet sticker to Dylan Maxey, 6 RBI day. Carter jumping right back on the horse, too. By the way, Dylan Carter needs to thank me and you for being in the starting lineup because we said, hey, they probably won't have him in. They'll ease him back in this way. No, throw him right out there. Throw them right out there. Texter, so what you're saying is video killed another radio star. Shout out to the Buggles in the first video ever played on MTV. Seriously, though, good luck with the new venture. And remember, Wes Welker is always the correct answer. Thank you. Dear bro, how are you? He is fine. Fans were charged to attend the game at CU. Students got in free. A day at Alabama free to attend. Yeah, I got a feeling Alabama doesn't have to gig the fans for a couple extra bucks every spring, right? They're probably doing okay on that front. Texter, last Pac-12 breakup prediction. Who comes if any one of your two's opinion? Well, we got till Friday. We could be living in a vastly different world as the Pac-12 burns by Friday. Good Lord, Jason Shear, Arizona 247, just unloading on, what's the guy, Tony Altimore?
Yeah.
Holy moly.
He deserves to be unloaded on.
The whole Altimore thing may be one of the weirdest things out of all of this Pac-12 stuff
you don't know who he is.
Right.
Altimore had in his bio Pac-12. Pac-12 marketing or something.
Something like he worked for the league, basically.
Yeah, and we accused journalists of being paid or Twitter personalities to being paid for propping up the Pac-12, and he immediately blocked us.
Yep.
We did not say you did. We just said
some
are being paid. We've heard that. Then he changed his bio started tweeting, you know, our SEC commissioner is a USC guy, so he's also propping up the Big Ten now and putting out anti-Big 12 stats and propaganda. So this guy is obviously being paid by the Pac-12 to be out there and be online and to go against the Big 12.
You know what I think?
I don't feel like I'm being a foil hat guy either. It's just obvious.
I think he actually may be employed by Brett Yormark. The ultimate the ultimate boss move.
Big 12 and on.
That it's actually a Big 12 account. There's a part of me that kind of hopes that's true in just a little weird way. But yeah, I mean, by the time Friday rolls around, we do the final show. Who knows what the situation may look like, you know? By the way, anybody hoping to get more big payouts from ESPN, they are dumping longtime employees today in a huge purge. Had a lot of fun. We'll be back with you tonight on the daily broadcast. Sum up the day's events with you guys. Follow us on Twitter, at Ryan Hyatt Media. If you missed my five things column, go to the website, theraiderland.com. Rob Bro Show is coming up. Overreaction Monday. You guys better overreact to a few things or I'm going to be incredibly disappointed. So follow us on Twitter, at Ryan Hyatt Media. Big two-word Tuesday show coming up tomorrow. We'll preview some Texas Tech baseball with you guys as well. For Rob, I'm Ryan. We'll see you Tuesday in Raiderland.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, a presentation of the Texas Town Square Media Network.